Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Moore.
Well, new this week is a movie called Mother, and Jennifer Lawrence is in the title role. Would you say maybe she's the most popular actress today?
She and Emma Stone, who are very close friends, are the two highest paid actresses.
Emma Stone, yeah.
She and Emma, both Oscar winners,
right.
Now.
Right.
And but Jennifer has been, most of her things, she's most known for sort of lighthearted roles.
Yes.
This is not.
Yeah. This is called a psychological thriller.
Right.
Right. How would you describe it?
I can't describe it. I'm afraid to write the review because it is so many things. It's surreal. It all means something, but you don't want to tell an audience because they've got to decide for themselves. But it's got a whole aura of, there's like The Shining or something's going to happen in this old house where she lives with her husband, who's played by Javier Bardem, who's also won an Oscar. And you don't know what, she's doing all this work on the house, and he's a poet. And then things start to happen, mm-hmm. and it's some of the wildest stuff I've ever seen on screen, and I don't want to spoil it. I hope people won't. Because I personally loved it. I thought it was a masterpiece, but I already know people hate it. So some people hate it, and just several critics hate it.
She plays an expectant mother.
Yeah, well,
in this.
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually, okay, well.
Yeah, that's even that, you don't know until, I don't know, three quarters of the way through.
I see Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes, and she's Michelle Pfeiffer and Ed
Harris
show up. He says he thought their house was a bed and breakfast. And so the Javier Bardem character, by the way, nobody's got any names in this. It's him and mother and the man and the woman like that. Nobody has a name. Well, Ed Harris shows up and says, oh, I thought this was a bed and breakfast. So Javier says, oh, yeah, come on in. Well, you can stay here. And his wife's going, no. And then pretty soon, Michelle Pfeiffer in this really, she's just obnoxious, terrible person and a drunk. She shows up because she knew her husband was there. And pretty soon, their two grown sons who are at each other's throat, they show up.
One critic said, called this a thoughtful and angry look at modern society.
Yeah, there's a way you could say that it's, you know, there's a lot of biblical references. You can't ignore those. They even make reference. They say this is our paradise. She's trying to make the home into a paradise, kind of an Adam and Eve thing.
So this is probably not for the casual moviegoer.
No. While I left, all the critics, sometimes we don't say anything to each other. We're all just like, whatever. Everybody was talking about it. Trying to interpret.
So it's definitely standing out then.
Yes.
We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. Now, the other one we're going to talk about is American Assassin, and this is an action adventure. Has the very versatile Michael Keaton in it.
Yes, and I thought he was great. He plays this CIA veteran, Stan Hurley, and he is a person who's in all these series of books written by Vince Flynn. And my late husband read these books and loved them, and I read a few. And I've always found like they were just a little over the top in violence and also pretty repetitious. But there's the main character's name is Mitch Rapp, and this is his origin story. This was actually like the 12th book in the series, but they go back and start over and show him as a young man. And he is played by Dylan O'Brien, who was in the Maze Runner movies and who I met. You know, last time I saw him, he was kind of a little skinny guy. Now he's all beefed up, and he's very handsome, and he's a star is born. But it's a CIA kind of a
Cold War.
Yeah, some
era.
Of that stuff. And it's, you know, somebody's getting the nuclear weapon. And they do a really good job of telling the book. I mean, they really do. The book is there. And so fans of Vince Flynn should be happy about it. But to me, it had just a little too high of a body count. And probably way more violence than I hope the CIA really does.
The critics are kind of divided on this. One says a buttocks, he didn't actually say that word, kicking action flick fires on all cylinders from the start. And the other, another said beige and unmemorable. So wide range of opinions.
We've seen, they're trying to be Mission Impossible. They're never going to be as slick as that, but they are going to have, they're going to have a franchise. More than likely, it's good enough for that.
Well, this one is on in Greenville and Sulphur Springs over the weekend.
Yep.
So
it's
very available. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
And it's Alice Reese, Sarah Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.